弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天的题目是合神心意的丈夫和妻子。
And today our topic is the husband and the wife that is according to God's will.
所以我们今天的主题是有关于婚姻的。
So our topic is relating to marriage.
谈到婚姻，其实很多弟兄姐妹，我们很多人都很自然地想到钱钟书先生的一本书叫《围城》。
As when we talk about marriage, we thought of.
Author and whose name is 钱钟书 and he wrote a book called 围城 is the fortress.
Okay, we thought about a certain author who wrote a certain book.
The name of the book is Fortress.
The name of the book is called Fortress.
Yeah. 那么他在这本书里面就告诉我们说，人生就像一个围城。
And in this book, he told us that our life is like a fortress.
我们的婚姻也像一个围城。
And our marriage is like a fortress.
然后在城里面的人想出去，在城外的人想进来。
Those who are in the fortress wants to get out, but those who are outside of the fortress wants to get in.
这个意思是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
这个意思就是说，没有结婚的人想结婚，结了婚的人想出去。
It means that those who don't want, who hasn't got married, wants to get married, but those who are married, well, they want to dissolve it.
所以我们在这里看到很多人都看过这本书，那这本书也在我们当中很有名。
And many
为什么会这样？
Many have read this book, and this book is quite popular among us. Because this book has struck a chord of resonance in our heart. We know that the young people among us who are still single, they really want to get into a marriage. But for those who are married, then I will just not say anything.
那婚姻为什么会这样呢
？Now why would marriage end up in this way？
我们看过很多童话的书，也童话的电影，《白雪公主》《白马王子》，他们从此过上很幸福的生活，对不对
？And you have read many fairy tales and myths and how they end up happily ever after。
我相信每一个结婚的人，大部分，其中的大部分人都是因为彼此相爱走到一起的。
And I think most of us who are married is because we fall in love with one another and now we're together in a marriage.
都是因为彼此吸引走在一起的。
It's because you're attracted to one another, that's why you're in a marriage.
那之前都爱得死里活来，海盟山誓，对不对
？And before that, you really love love each other and you make all kinds of covenants to one another.
但是为什么结了婚以后就变成了就彼此之间就变成了仇人呢？
But why is it that when you get married, sometimes you become enemies to one another?
为什么两个相爱的人走到婚姻里面就变成了一声叹息呢？
Now why is it that two persons who love one another when they enter into marriage, they end in a sigh?
神所设计的婚姻本来不应该是这样的，对不对？
And the marriage that God has instituted shouldn't be this way.
神所设计的婚姻本来应该是甜蜜的，本来应该是一个祝福。
The marriage that God has planned for us should be sweet and loving.
所以我们在创世纪的第二章，我们看到当神造了亚当之后，又为亚当造了夏娃。亚当看到夏娃的说的第一句话是什么？他说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
And so when God created Adam, and after that Eve from Adam, when Adam saw Eve, the first words that he uttered was, "This is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh."
这什么意思
？What does he mean？
也就是他看到夏娃的时候，他爱她爱到一个地步，他觉得这是我身体的一部分。不可分割的一部分。
And that is to say, when he saw Eve, he loved Eve to so much extent that it is part of himself. It's not something he can separate with.
这是我的骨肉。
This is my bone and flesh.
但是我们在第二章的结束的时候，看到他们当他们犯罪的时候，他们是怎么样子
？But when we come to chapter 3, when they sin, what happened?
然后亚当，神问亚当说：“你怎么吃了这个果子？”亚当说：“是你给我的那个女人，就是那个夏娃让我吃的。”
When God asked Adam, "Where are you?" Adam said, "Well, it's the woman that you have created for me who gave me the fruit."
所以他不再说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉，而是说是那个女人给我吃的。
He doesn't say this is the bone of my flesh or my flesh, but he says that woman gave it to me.
他开始推卸责任，他把他的责任推到他的太太夏娃的身上。
And he started to blame his responsibility on someone else, especially on his wife.
所以我们看到婚姻从一个祝福变成一个痛苦。
So from the happiness of a marriage, it becomes a suffering.
为什么会这样
？Why is it so?
这是因为罪的进入，罪进入到这个世界当中。
It's because sin has infiltrated into this world.
因为罪进入到这世界当中，所以我们都成为罪人。
And because sin has infiltrated into this world, we are all sinners.
我们成为罪人，所以我们每个人都是以自我为中心的。
So when we are sinners, we are all very self-centered.
所以我们的婚姻在婚姻当中就有很多的争吵，在婚姻当中就有很多的痛苦。
And that's why there's a lot of quarrels and suffering in our marriage.
但这个痛苦痛到一定的地步，我不知道为什么会到什么样的仇恨，一个太太会叫丈夫为杀千刀的。
And so it's 杀千刀。So it's the pain is so great that the wife would
want to kill his
want to kill the husband
a thousand times.
They want to stab the thousand a thousand times.
Yeah. 所以我们再次思考神设计的婚姻起初是什么样子。
So let us come back and rethink about what God has planned for marriage.
我们再次思考在神设计的婚姻当中起初的当中丈夫的角色是什么丈夫的责任是什么妻子的角色是什么妻子的责任是什么
And let us rethink again what is the role of the husband and wife in a marriage according to what God has planned for us.
所以这就是保罗在这一段经文以弗所书的五章二十二到三十三节所讲的。
This is what Paul is speaking about in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 to 33.
好我们今天就来看这段经文。
So let us read this section of scripture.
我请弟兄姐妹一起起立，我们一起用起音的方式一起来读。
I invite you to stand as we read these verses responsively.
你们做妻子的，当说服自己的丈夫，如同说服主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body and is himself its savior.
教会怎样说服基督，妻子也要怎样说服丈夫。
Husbands.Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁。
So that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子如同爱自己的身子爱妻子便是爱自己的。
For no one ever hated his own flesh but nourishes, cherishes it, just as Christ does the church.
因我们是他身上的肢体。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，天的主，这是你的话语，愿你祝福你的话语，愿你在我们的当中。居首位掌王权，也愿你得荣耀。
O Lord, Heavenly Father, this is your word. May you bless your word, and may you be exalted among us through the preaching of your word.
这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
哦，我们上次讲到保罗在这上次讲到，就是我们要如何过一个智慧的人生。
And the last sermon we preached on how to walk in wisdom.
那在上次我们讲到过一个智慧的人生首先你要从这个邪恶的时代当中拯救你的时间
And for one thing we talk about redeeming our time from these evil days
然后我们讲到你要明白神的旨意如何
And we talk about how you have to understand the will of the Lord
第三个方面讲到要追求被圣灵充满
And the third is that you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit
当保罗讲到被圣灵充满的时候保罗在十九节二十节以及二十一节用了五个动名词来修饰如何被圣灵充满
And so when he talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit, Paul used five participles in verses 20 to 21 to talk about what it means.
So 在十九节里面，你们要彼此对说，你们要唱，你们要用乐器伴奏来赞美神。
So in 19 it says, addressing to one another, you are to sing and make melody to the Lord.
二十节里面，你们在凡事上要感恩。
20, you are to give thanks always and for everything.
二十一节，你们要彼此说服。
And in 21, submitting to one another out of reverence.
那么在这里有在解经上有一个难点。
Now here there is a difficulty in exegesis.
有一个争议的地方。
And there is a disputable point.
如果你看这二十二节到三十三节，你会奇怪保罗为什么把妻子放在前面。
Now if you look at 22 to 33, you wonder why does Paul put wives first?
如果按照一般的逻辑，应该说丈夫先要爱妻子，对不对？然后再是妻子要说服丈夫，对不对
？According to normal logic, he should be placing husbands and his responsibility first before putting the wife.
但保罗在这里先讲妻子的角色和责任，然后再讲丈夫的，然后再一个总结。
But Paul here first talk about the wives and then the husbands and then he conclude.
所以这是比较不正常的。
This is a little slightly abnormal.
这以为关于二十一节你们要彼此说服这句话。到底是该放在前面一段还是放在后面一段
So we ask the question whether or not verse 21 summing to one another should be included above or below.
现在无论是中文的翻译还是英文的翻译，都把这句话放在前面一段，是被修饰被圣灵充满。
Now, no matter what, we see the English and the Chinese translation, we see that they are part of the front part where it's being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是在很多希腊文的圣经里面，它的逗号是点在那个二十节之后的，也就是不是它的句号是点在二十节之后的。也就是说二十一节里面彼此说服后面是个逗号。
But in other Bibles, you see that verse 21 actually follows the second part on wives and husbands.
这说明什么呢
？What does it mean?
这说明在早期的教会里面，大多数认为二十一节应该是放在后面这一段的。
It means that in early church, many have regarded the verse 21 as part of 22 onwards.
所以你们要彼此说服，然后就有彼此说服，就很自然的想到妻子要说服丈夫，对不对？
And so you talk about submitting to one another, and then you talk about the wife submitting to the husband.
但其实上，圣经刚开始写成的时候是没有标点符号的。
Now, of course, when the Bible was written, there's no period or commas.
标点符号大概是在主后250多年的时候，拜占庭的一个学者发明出来的。
And these periods and commas only come about 250 years later in one of the Byzantine monks.
所以最原始的圣经的版本，这个二十一节的话，前后是没有标点符号。
So the oldest version of the Bible, there's no commas or periods whether or not.
所以我在这里的解释，我的解释就是说，从十八节到二十四节是一句话。
So my understanding is that from verse 18 to 24 is one phrase.
十八节讲被圣灵充满，然后在二十一节讲圣灵充满的一个特征就是要彼此的说服。
So 18 says you are to fill with the Holy Spirit, and one of this, one of what it means is that you are to submit to one another.
因为这里的动词是动名词形式，和19节、20节是一样的，是一样的语法。
Because submitting to one another is the same participle phrase that is being used in verse 19 and 20.
然后在二十二节，如果你把二十二节当作是独立的一句的话，二十二节应该是主句，对不对？
Now, if you treat verse 22 as independent, it should be a separate clause.
但是二十二节里面是没有动词的，动词是被省略的。
But verse 22 actually does not have a verb. It's
为什么动词被省略？主句里面的动词是不可能被省略的，只有从句里面的动词才会被省略。
Now, if it's an independent clause, then they should have a verb, but there's no verb there in the Greek.
所以这个意思就是说，二十二节其实紧连着二十一节，它是承接了二十一节的动词说服。
And that is to say, actually, verse 22 continues the idea in verse 21 of submitting.
所以无论是在二十节之后、二十一节之后，都是逗号。
So whether or not it's 20 or 21, it's all commas after that.
这个逗号一直逗到二十四节才是一个句号。
And it continues all the way until 24 as a unit.
所以总结来说，十八节到二十四节是一句。保罗开始讲被圣灵充满，然后彼此说服是圣灵充满的一个特征。然后在讲到彼此说服的时候，保罗就很自然地以妻子说服丈夫来做例子。
So from verse 18 onwards, Paul talked about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and one of what it means is that you are to submit to one another, and it naturally leads into wives to submit to your husbands.
我为什么要讲这个呢
？Now why do I say this?
因为现在有很多的牧师，包括很多的人认为，就是说，在讲到二十一节彼此顺服，然后就在这里说。所以丈夫也应当说服妻子，好像妻子说服丈夫一样。
Because many now have said that in verse 21, because now that we are submit to one another, so the husband should submit to the wife, and the wife has submit to the husband as well.
其实这从解经上是从文法上，这段的句法上面，就是讲不通的。
So it is not possible to explain it in this exegesis.
保罗在讲到彼此说服的时候，很自然地想到妻子应当说服丈夫。如果保罗的意思是丈夫也当说服妻子的话，保罗为什么不以丈夫说服妻子来做例子，反而以妻子说服丈夫做例子呢
？Now, when Paul talks about submitting to one another, he thinks of the wife submitting to the husband. Why does he not think the other way if husband are to submit to the wives as well?
如果保罗心里想的丈夫也应当说服妻子的话，保罗很自然的应该先谈丈夫，对不对？所以很自然的应该以丈夫说服妻子来做例子。
If Paul thinks
that,
if Paul thinks that husband should submit to the wives, you should put him as the first example as well. But this is not what he wrote.
所以在这里的意思很明显，就是保罗是以想讲到彼此说服的时候，就以妻子说服丈夫做例子。讲完妻子的角色和责任之后，保罗想我应该再讲丈夫的角色和责任。
So the flow of thought is that when he talks about submitting to one another out of reverence, he thinks of the wives as an example of submitting to the husband. And then after that, he continues with the responsibility of the husband.
So this is 25 to 30 节所讲的丈夫的责任。
And that is what in verse 25 to 30 about the responsibilities of the husband.
然后从31节到33节就是一个总结。
And 31 to 33 is a conclusion then.
Okay. 所以这是整个这段经文的一个架构。
So this is the structure of the passage that we have.
这也是保罗为什么先讲妻子后讲丈夫。
Now that is why Paul speaks of the wives first before he talks about.
但我们讲的时候，我们还是要先讲丈夫后讲妻子。
But when we talk about it, we'll talk about the husbands first before the wives.
在二十五节说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，要为她舍己，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Verse 25, it says, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
So, 这里告诉我们做丈夫的第一个责任是什么？首要的责任是什么？
So, what's the first responsibility as a husband over here?
就是要爱你们的妻子，爱到一个什么地步，为她舍己的地步。
And to love your wife, to what extent? To the extent that you will sacrifice yourself.
舍己是什么意思？
What does it mean to sacrifice yourself?
舍己就是放下自己，对不对？
That is to give up yourself.
那舍己的字面意思就是为他舍命，对吗？为他舍命。
And literally it means to give your life up for her.
所以我们很多的丈夫说，我是愿意为妻子舍命，但是我一生当中从来没有这样的机会。
And many husbands say, well, I really want to sacrifice for my wife, but I never had a chance in my life to do so.
但其实舍己不仅是舍命，而且它更多的是说我放下自己的意思，放下自己的计划，放下自己的想法，为了我爱妻子的缘故。
But more than that, it's not just giving up your life, but giving up your own plans, giving up your thoughts, giving up your ideas for the sake of your wife.
那什么叫放下自己的计划呢？
What does it mean to give up your own plans for your wife?
打个比方说，今天是周六，对不对？今天是周日，但是我打个比方，今天是周六。
For example, if it's on a Saturday,
那我的计划是修车，或者我的计划是今天我要去做 garden work.
My plan was to do some yard work or to repair my car.
但是我的太太这里，如果这她来到我面前说你能不能陪我去看医生
？But my wife, when she comes to me and says, "Can you accompany me to the doctor?"
那我们的第一个反应是说我已经有计划了，对不对？我要修车啊，我要做 garden work, yard work.
Now, our first response is, I already have plans, you know, I need to do some yard work, I need to repair my car.
So, this is a very good opportunity to learn how to love your wife.
And this is the point where you learn how to love your wife.
You might have to think about my wife, why she came to me and said, can you help me go to the doctor? Maybe she was sick, she was afraid.
Or maybe you have to think of why your wife comes and asks you to accompany her to the doctor. Maybe because she's sick and she's fearful in her heart.
她希望我能够陪在她身边。
And she hopes that I'll be with her.
所以这个时候你可能就要学习放下你自己的计划。
And perhaps here you have to give up on your own plans.
放下你自己的时间。
Give up your own time.
还有要放下自己的想法。
And give up your own ideas.
放下自己的意见。
And your own opinions.
那我上次在这里做过见证，也举过我们的例子。我们在2015年搬到这里的时候，我们在看房子，要买房子。
And I made a testimony here before in 2015 when we came here and we were looking for a place to live.
那我太太和我女儿就看中我们现在的房子。
My wife and my daughters saw the house that we're living right now.
我看中一套房子，我心里很喜欢那套房子，因为我是从农村出来的，我很喜欢那个大的 lot， 对不对？
I saw another house with a huge lot because I came from the village. I really like a big lot.
我就不喜欢那个房子间距很小，你没有很大的那个草坪啊，我不喜欢那种房子。
I don't like houses that's very close to one another. You don't really have a lot of space.
那个房子蛮大的，大概后面又有一个湖，然后很漂亮 ，lot 也很大。
So the house that I like has a big lot at the back, there's a lake, and there's a huge space. And I really liked it. And I said, well, maybe we should get this one. But my wife and my daughter, they like the house that we have right now. And they think that this is safer, this house, because there's a gate and a gate code.
因为那个房子没有 gate， 也没有 HOA， 它没有一个很大的 community， 就是一个很小的 community， 就几栋房子在那里。
Because the other house don't really have a big community HOA and there's no gate, it's just a small place.
然后房子周围又没有篱笆，就孤零零在那里，说看起来给人很不安全的样子。
And there's no fence around the lot and it seems very lonely and dangerous.
所以我尝试着去说服他们，说我们买了房子之后，我们可以装篱笆，怎么样子啊？或者装摄像头啊，怎么样子啊？但是他们还是坚持要买现在那个房子。
I tried to persuade them and say, well, we can set up fences, we can install cameras and this and that, but they really wanted this house that we have now.
所以我说服不了他们，最后我还是放弃我自己的意见和想法。
So when I couldn't persuade them, I gave up my own plans for this house that we have.
所以在这里我们看到。圣经对丈夫的要求，你要舍己，舍己就是放下自己。
So the responsibility that husband have is that you are to give up yourself to sacrifice.
正如基督爱教会，教会舍己。我们知道基督是为我们舍己，他为我们舍弃了他的生命，为我们被钉在十字架上。
As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, and we know that Christ gave himself for us, that he gave his life and died for us on the cross.
他自己是没有罪的，但是他却为我们的罪，背负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上。
He is sinless, but he has bore our sins, and for that sake he died on the cross.
所以他为我们舍己。
And so he gave himself up for us.
所以这是对丈夫的第一个要求，对丈夫的第二个要求，在二十六节里面，说要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
So the first responsibility is to love sacrificially. Second is that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the word.
那这里我们知道用水来清洁，这是个比喻，对不对？
We know that washing with water is a metaphor.
当我们脏了，我们的衣脸上脏了，我们的衣服脏的话，我们都要用水把它洗干净。
When our clothes or our face is dirty, we wash it away with water.
但一个人的话，如果我们的道德上有问题，人品上有问题，你用水能洗干净吗？
But when you are morally defiled, what can you wash with?
所以这里讲的就是说，要用借着道把它洗干净。
Here it says by the washing of the water with the word.
所以道是什么？
And what is this word?
那在中国人里面，这个道是中国人里面最高的那个真理，对不对？
Now in Chinese philosophy, this word is the highest truth that you can seek.
它这个中国人的概念里面，这个道存在于这个世界被创造之前。
And in Chinese philosophy, this word exists before the creation of the world.
所以道生一，一生二，二生三，三才生万物。
And so word gave birth to one, and then one gave birth to two, and then two to three, and three gave birth to all things.
所以道是在万物之前的，那么中国人的概念里面，道是比法则更高的东西。
And so word is before creation is higher than the law.
那在圣经里面道指的是什么？
But in the Bible, what is this word?
在圣经里面道指的是神的话语，指的是真理。
In the Bible, this word is the word of God, the truth.
因为神的话语就是真理。
Because the word of God is truth.
所以基督借着神的话语，借着真理把教会洗净。
So through the word and through the truth that Christ is washing clean the church.
所以丈夫对太太也是要这样，要借着真理，借着神的话语。 来洗净,
and it's the same with the husband that he is to wash with the water of with the word to his wife,
使自己的妻子成为圣洁,
so that the wife may be holy.
这什么意思? 这就是说丈夫有教导妻子真理, 有引导妻子在真理道路上面的这个责任和义务。
What does it mean? It means that a husband has the responsibility to lead the wife in leading her into all truth.
所以丈夫有这个做头的这个责任和义务。
So the husband has this responsibility as the head to lead her.
很多时候我们谈到做头，谈到这个领导的时候，我们都会把它权力连在一起。
And so whenever we talk about headship, we always linked it with authority.
在圣经里面讲头领导的时候，它是和他的义务责任连在一起的。But
when the Bible talks about headship, it's linked to its responsibility.
我们可以不要这个权力，但是你不能不要这个义务。Now
you can don't have this authority, but you cannot.
你可以不要做这个头的权利，但你不能不履行做头的义务。Now
you cannot do the authority, but you must have the responsibility.
作为一个丈夫，作为一个父亲，你有责任和义务领导你这个家庭行在神的正路上面，行在神的真道上面。As
a husband and a father, you have the responsibility to lead your house in the truth.
行在神的义路上面。And
to lead them on the paths of righteousness.
神的正路，神的义路不一定是一帆风顺的。
And the path of righteousness of God is not always smooth. We have talked about this before.
这个正路可能是崎岖的。
And this road may be crooked.
在这个路上可能有很多的 suffering.
And maybe there's a lot of sufferings upon this path.
可能甚至是死荫的幽谷。
And maybe even the valley of the shadow of death.
但是你作为丈夫，你要带领这个家庭走在神的义路上面。
But as a husband, you are to lead the family upon this path.
因为那个是永生当中的福分。
Because it is the eternal blessing.
那是在永生当中的祝福。
Because it is a blessing in your eternal life.
所以要用水借着道把教会洗净。
And so it cleanses her by the washing of the water with the word.
所以这是对丈夫的要求。第一个要求你要爱妻子，第二个要求你要不能放弃你做头的责任和义务。
The first requirement is to love your wife sacrificially. Second, you cannot give up the responsibility as a head.
今天社会很多的责任都是以为丈夫没有承担起在家中的这个做头的责任和义务。
Today, many problems in the society is because a lot of husbands do not bear the responsibility in the house.
会造成家庭的问题。
And it causes a lot of family.
家庭的问题会造成社会的问题。
And then these problems lead on to societal problems.
我们在之前前一段时间，那个我们那个中国电视剧都挺好，里面我们看到这个家庭，原生的家庭就是以为这个父亲宋大成没有做好做丈夫做父亲的责任。
And so in the previous Chinese dramas, we see this problem of because this person who did not fulfill responsibility as the father in the house leads to many problems.
所以对这个家庭造成很多的问题。
So it leads to many problems in this family.
所以妻子不得不出来做头。
So the wife has to come out as the head.
Okay. 所以做丈夫的不能放弃你的责任和义务。
So the husband cannot give up his responsibility as the head.
二十五节、二十六节、二十七节，那么二十五节说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，二十六节要用水借的道把它洗净，二十七节可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，做个荣耀的妻子。
And in verse 25, you to love your wife. 26, you might sanctify her. 27, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor.
其实在二十六节、二十七节前面第一个词都是一个连词 ，hina。
And so in 26 and 27, actually, it starts with a conjunction is hina.
Hina 是什么意思呢？就是说它引导的一般是目的状语从句，或者是结果状语从句。
And so it leads to a subjunctive clause of that, so that.
如果所以你如果了解这个，你就看到这三节是什么关系？你要爱你的妻子，要达到一个什么的目的？这个目的就是要用水借的道把它洗净，成为圣洁。
So what it means is here, you are to love your wife, and then what's the goal? So that you might sanctify her, and so that you might present the church.
这个什么意思？
What does it mean?
这个意思就是说，你如果不爱你的妻子的话，你就不要想用真理去教导她。
That is to mean that if you don't love your church, then don't teach your wife with the truth.
如果你没有让你的太太感受到你的爱的话，你就不要给她讲道理。
Now, if you don't let your love, you don't make your love felt by your wife, then you shouldn't preach this kind of truth to your wife.
是不是这样子？所以很多丈夫说我太太就蛮不讲理，给她就没有办法讲道理。
And many husbands complain that my wife, you cannot reason with her.
那是因为你没有爱她。
That's because, first of all, you didn't love her.
所以女人真的是很奇怪，你如果爱她的话，她就愿意听你给她讲道理。
So women, when you love women, then they will listen to you.
如果你不爱她的，让她不没有感觉到你的爱，你就是用神的话语来教导她，那也没用。
Now, if you don't let her feel love, then even if you preach God's word to her,
你用神的话语告诉她，你说这是神的话语，你当遵守。结果她连神一起恨。
And if you teach her this is the word of God, you ought to submit to it, and she will dislike the word of God even more.
所以，做丈夫的，你如果想用真理上教导你的太太，你首先要爱她。
So as a husband, you are to lead your wife in the truth. You are to love her.
要爱她，爱到一个舍己的地步，然后她才会听你讲道理。
You are to love her to the point that you can give up yourself for her.
这二十七节是说你要用把你的太太洗净成为圣洁，然后呢就可以献给自己，所以这是目的啊，目的是献给自己成为自己的荣耀。
Verse 27, then the goal is that you might present the church to yourself in splendor to become your own glory after you've loved her.
所以妻子是丈夫的荣耀，对不对？
So the wife is the glory of the husband, actually.
所以一个妻子容光焕发，一个妻子就是说很，你看起来就是说很有魅力，那就说明这个丈夫很爱她。
Now if a wife is very attractive, it's because the husband really loves her.
如果一个妻子的话，我们说她本来年轻的时候很漂亮，但是现在变成个黄脸婆，那就说明她在丈夫那里没有得到爱。
Now if a wife is very pretty and young, but then she becomes an old hag, you know that the husband didn't love her.
所以妻子是丈夫的荣耀。
So the wife is the glory of the husband.
我有一次我的一个师兄跟我谈这个人生的感悟。
And there was once a senior shared with me about his life.
他给我讲了一个比喻，然后我到现在我一直记得这个比喻。
He told me this parable, and I always remembered it.
我之前也给大家分享过，他是说女人就像一朵花。
And I've shared it before. He said that women is like a flower.
你如果用爱来浇灌她，你如果用爱来给她施粉，你如果用爱来给她松土，她就长得很好，很娇艳，很美丽。
Now, if you nurture it, you water it, you fertilize it with love, then it will grow up to be very attractive and beautiful.
你如果把它放在那里，不爱它，然后也没有理会它。他就会枯萎。
Now, if you leave it there just by herself, then it will start to dry up and wither.
我们在这里做太太的，是不是这样？
Now, those who are wives among us, do you feel the same way?
所以妻子是丈夫的荣耀。你如果想你的妻子很漂亮，很有魅力，那你就去爱她。
And the wife is the glory of the husband. So, if you really want your wife to be attractive, you are to love her.
所以你们要爱你们的妻子，这样你可以用真理教导她，使她能够走在真理的道路上面，然后这样你就可以把她作为自己的荣耀来献给自己。
So husband have to love your wife so that you can present, you can lead her into all truth and that you can present her to you as your glory.
因为妻子就好像是我们自己的身子一样，身体一样。
Because the wife is like part of your body.
所以这是对丈夫的责任
和角色。This is the responsibility and the role of the husband.
那对妻子呢？
What about the wives?
妻子在前面啊。
Wives is in the front.
那妻子的话在这里的话其实就一个字，就是说服。
And wives here, actually, there's just this one word, to submit.
所以你们做妻子的，当说服自己的丈夫，如同说服主。
And wives submit to your own husband as to the Lord.
那么说服这个词，在希腊文的，它这个字的是 hupotasso, 是由两个字组成的。
And so the Greek word for submit is hupotasso, is made by two words.
那第一个是介词，是在什么什么的下面。
And one is, the first is the preposition hupo, under or beneath.
那第二个词 tasso 的意思就是说把什么东西按照一定的次序，按照一定的 order 摆放好。
And tasso means I ordered, I put in place, I appoint.
所以这里的两个字连起来的意思就是说妻子要把自己按照一定的次序摆放在丈夫的下面。
So this word hupotasso means that you are to order yourself beneath the husband.
所以这是说服的真正的含义是这样。
And this is the meaning of submission, actually.
但是我相信这里的在下面，它不是在地位上或本质上的下面，而是在角色和功能上的在下面。
But this beneath, this underneath is not underneath a difference in status or value, but in a difference in role and responsibility.
我相信圣经里面教导男人和女人是平等的，但男人和女人的角色和功能不一样。
I believe that the Bible teaches that men and women are equal in status and value, but that they are
different in their roles. 所以在婚姻里面，在丈夫和妻子的角色和次序是不一样的。
And then in the roles and the order in the marriage is different for the husband and the wife.
妻子要顺服自己的丈夫，要把自己摆在丈夫的下面。
So wives are to submit to their own husbands and to put themselves underneath their husbands.
所以摆妻子做太太听到这句话可能不太舒服啊。
Now, if you're a woman or your wife and you hear this, you may not be very comfortable.
但其实你要从另外一个角度想，当你把你自己摆在你丈夫的下面的时候，这样你的丈夫才能保护你，对不对？
Now, if you think of from another way, if you put yourself under the care of your husband, that's how he can protect you.
当你自己站在你丈夫的后面的时候，你的丈夫才能保护你，才能成为那堵墙站在你的前面保护你。
When you stand behind your husband, that's when your husband can be the wall to protect you.
但一个女人如果要冲在上面，冲在前面的话，她就成为直接面临这个危险的社会的第一道。
Now, if the woman is to stand up and in front of everything, then she becomes the first layer against the dangers of society.
所以所有的压力都在她的身上，所以她就容易变得焦躁，容易变得焦虑。
And all the burden and pressure is upon her, and it's easy for her to become anxious and worrisome.
所以我觉得今天很多女性有很多焦虑的问题，可能要去思想，你是不是把你自己放在丈夫的下面，让他来保护你。
So many problems with anxiety, perhaps you have to think whether or not you are submitting yourself to the role of your husband.
他说做妻子的当顺服你的丈夫如同顺服主。
So wives submit to your own husband as to the Lord.
顺服并不代表着，并不意味着我不讲出我自己的意见，不表达我自己的意见。
Submission doesn't mean you don't express your own opinion or your own thoughts.
妻子在一个家庭当中有责任表达自己的意见，有责任来表达自己的想法。
And wives has the responsibility in a marriage to voice her own opinions and her thoughts about things.
但是如何表达呢？
But how do you voice it?
我不是指着丈夫的鼻子来骂他，对不对？
I'm not pointing at the nose of my husband and rebuking him.
不是通过这种方式来表达自己的意见。
It's not through this manner to express your own opinion.
但可能很多的时候我们做太太的都是这种方式来表达自己的意见。
But many times I suppose that as wives you express your opinions in such a way.
那 Joe Prepper 在谈到这件事情上的话，他说英文里面有一个词是非常贴切的，来表达这种妻子如何来表达自己的意见。
And John Piper, when he was talking about this, he expressed that there's a word in English that is very apt to describe the wife and the husband.
那么这个字是什么？他说是 appeal.
Pure.
Appeal.
Yeah, the word is pure.
对 ，appeal. 对
，appeal, appeal.
啊，对 ，appeal.
Appeal.
Appeal 是什么意思呢？
What does appeal mean?
这是一个我们知道这个法律上的用语，对不对？当一个法官判断下来你不服的时候，你可以继续的 appeal.
This is a word in the legal sphere that when the judge pronounce something and you're not happy, you appeal.
对啊，他是用这个词，用这个词来表达，就是妻子你如何向丈夫来表达你的意见。
And so this verb appeal is how the wife expressed her opinion towards the husband.
那 John Piper 为什么会用这个词？他觉得这个词是最贴切的。
And why does John Piper use this word? Even he thinks that it's the most apt word.
因为在这里的话，就我们看到前面提到那个顺服，顺服就把自己摆在下面，这有一个上下的一个关系，对不对？
Because when we talk about submission, you know that there's an order in the relationships on above and below.
如果你在下的，你要向上面表达意见的时候，这是什么？
When you want to express opinions from below to the top, what is this?
这就是 appeal, 对吧？
It's appeal. It's an appeal.
对，这就是 appeal. 所以我们在教会里面也是这样。如果教会的长老会做了一个决定，你觉得不舒服，你有你的意见要表达的时候，那你就要 appeal。
And it's the same thing in the church as well. When a session is make a decision that you think is uncomfortable, you appeal to the session.
你可以 appeal 向 session appeal， 你也可以向 session 的上一级这个区会 appeal。
You can appeal to the session, or you can appeal to a court that's higher than the session, which is in the presbytery.
所以这是妻子应当如何来向丈夫表达自己的意见和想法。
And so this is how the wife should express her opinions and thoughts towards the husband.
所以保罗在这里说，教会怎样说服基督，妻子也要怎样在凡事上说服丈夫。
So how the church submits to Christ, also wives should submit in everything to their husbands.
你在这里注意，保罗在这里用了一个词叫凡事，是 everything， 所有的事情上。
And here Paul used this phrase everything in all things to the husband.
那么在这里我们就想，那么如果丈夫错的话怎么办？
Then here we think about what if the husband is wrong.
这很多太太要问的问题，如果我丈夫这个事明显是错的，我还要说服他吗？
Now you ask the question, if my husband is clearly wrong in this matter, should I still submit to him?
在这件事上我不敢多说，因为保罗在这里说的是凡事。
Now I do not want to say more because Paul says in everything.
那我看这有丈夫在点头。
And I know many husbands are nodding their heads.
但是我至少有一个例外，就是在《使徒行传》的第四章，当彼得站在这些大祭司面前的时候，彼得说了一句话：顺服神，不顺服人是应当的。
But there is at least an exception because we see in Acts 4 when Peter is standing before the Sanhedrin, he says that submitting to God and not submitting to man is the right order.
因为这大祭司要彼得说，你不准传耶稣基督，不准传拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Because the high priest, when he prevents Peter from preaching Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
那彼得就说这个不可能的事情。这我的身份，第一个身份，我就是基督的使者，对不对？那我就是那个，我就是要我的大使命就是要传扬福音，直到地极。
And Peter said, "It's impossible. I'm an apostle. I'm a messenger of Christ. That's my first responsibility is to preach Jesus Christ."
这是神给我的身份，神给我的使命。你让我不顺服神，这是不可能的事情。
This is the identity and mission that God has given to me. It's impossible for me not to obey God.
所以在这里至少有一个例外，就是说，当丈夫所做的事情和从原则上和圣经的原则相违背的时候，我觉得妻子可以不顺服丈夫。
So here there's an exception, at least that when a husband is going to do something that is outside, against the principle of the Bible, then the wife shouldn't submit.
但如果是在其他的事情，不是圣经原则的事情，比方说要不要买这个房子啊，要不要买那个房子，那这个事情的话，妻子应当如何？这个不是原则的事情，对吧？
But when it doesn't concern moral principles, then, for example, whether to buy this place or that and other things, then this is not against the moral principle of the Bible.
好，现在下面的话我是对太太讲的啊，丈夫不要听。所以这个时候的话，你太太，你做太太的，你选择应该是，你说了，你提了你的意见，但丈夫如果还是要买那个房子的话，你应该选择说服。
And so as a wife, right? Here is what you need to listen. If you appeal and your husband still go against your appeal, then you should submit still.
那下面的话是对丈夫说的，做丈夫的，你要去学会舍己，放下你自己的想法和意见。
The next phrase is actually to the husband, but for you, husband, you are to give up your own ideas.
你要考虑到你太太的顾虑，考虑到她的 concern, 你应该选择舍弃你自己的意见。
And you are to think about the concern of your wife and to give up on your own opinion.
Okay, so 这就是圣经上告诉我们做丈夫的应该去做，做妻子应该怎么去做。
This is what the Bible tells us about the role and responsibilities of the husband and wife.
然后在33节。在33节呢，保罗总结说：“所以你们个人都当爱自己的妻子，你们妻子也都当敬重她的丈夫。”
In verse 33, he concludes that, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
其实看这段经文的时候，当我看原文的时候，我看到这个“敬重”这个字的时候，我是非常吃惊的。
When I saw the original word for this word respect, I'm very shocked.
英文翻译成 respect， 中文翻译成敬重。
Now in English is respect, in Chinese is 敬重.
那这个希腊文这个字的意思，这个字是 forbear。
But in Greek, is this word forbear?
Forbear 是什么意思？比方说 crush phobia。Phobia 是什么意思？有知道是什么意思的？
You know what the word phobia means?
所以这里应该翻成敬畏，就是说做妻子的当敬畏你的丈夫。Here, 这句话出来你就觉得不一样了，对不对？
Here should be that the wife should revere her husband.
因为敬畏是通常用在哪里的？神上面的。
Because reverence is normally used on God.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，就是用的是这个字。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is the same word that's been used.
那保罗在这里说为什么要用保罗在这里为什么要用敬畏这个字呢？
Now why would Paul use this word for Baal here?
说你们做妻子的要敬畏你的丈夫。
And let the wife see that she reveres her husband.
我们为什么要敬畏神呢？
Why do we revere the Lord?
因为当神的恩典神的爱大到一个地步，让我们从心里面从心底深处由衷的产生一种敬畏，对不对？
Because the love of God is so great and marvelous that in our hearts it engenders this reverence towards him.
所以这个字看起来是做对妻子的要求，其实上对丈夫的要求更多。
So actually, on this word, at first, it seems like there's a lot that has been asked of the wife.
你做丈夫的怎么样让你的妻子敬畏你呢？
But a lot more is asked of the husband that she is to fear you.
你要爱他爱到一个地步，让他能够从心底产生一种敬畏的心。
And you are to love her to the extent that she can fear you deeply from her heart.
这不可能的事情，对不对？
It seems almost impossible, isn't it?
怎么会这样？叫丈夫要为妻子舍己。舍己的爱让妻子看到这样的爱，她心里产生对你的敬畏。
It's a love that is so sacrificial
that
the wife would have that sense of fear towards the husband.
那周五的时候，我们在这里有一个团契的 potluck， 对不对
？On Friday it was a potluck over here.
然后我在来之前，我看了一下那个飓风 Dorian 的那个 track 那个路线。
Before I came, I was looking at the track of Dorian hurricane.
那个是在下午来之前，我看到那个 Dorian 还是要从这个奥兰多的南边经过，大概在 Kissimmee 的南边经过。
So at that afternoon, I still see that the track is projected to come towards the south side of Orlando.
在来的路上，我太太就跟我说，我们要祷告，让飓风不要从这个奥兰多经过。
So on the way here, I said we need to pray that the hurricane will not come by our way.
所以我们在聚会之前，我们就祷告，我们祷告，当时祷告就是说，让飓风不要到佛州大陆上来，要从海里面过去。
And so when we pray that the hurricane will not come on landfall in Florida, but will turn away outside in the coast.
但聚会结束，大概我十一点钟到家的时候，我再看那个飓风的那个路径，就发现飓风转了，然后就擦着那个 Daytona 那边过去，往海边那里走了。
And so when I went back at 11 o'clock, I checked the track and it's moved, it shifted out and according to near Daytona and it's moving outwards.
我当时心里吓了一跳，你知道吗？
And at that point, my heart was actually quite surprised.
我说神怎么这么那个，就听了我们这些人的祷告。
How can God truly just listen to our prayers in this way?
我当时还不敢确信，我说那到明天早上再看看。
I couldn't confirm it. I said, let's wait and see tomorrow.
在星期六早上，我就一睁开眼睛，我就把 iPad 打开，然后一看，然后结果那个飓风更加偏到海上去了。
And on Saturday, when I looked and checked the track, oh, it's really moving out of the land.
所以你知道我当时心里是什么样的感觉？
And you know what I feel during that time?
害怕。
I was scared.
敬畏。
It's a heart of reverence.
我想我们是谁？
And I thought,
神却听我们的祷告。
Who are we?
作为掌管飓风的神却听我们的祷告。
Who are we that God would listen to our prayers?
那个是心里的敬畏。
And that is the heart of reverence. Heart of fear.
所以你明白什么是敬畏吗？对。
So you know what it means to be fearful in this sense.
所以说你们做妻子也当敬畏他的丈夫。
So wife, you are to respect or revere your husband.
好，最后保罗讲完了丈夫的角色，讲完了妻子的角色之后，保罗再回到这个创世纪里面，神当初设计婚姻的这个起初的设计。
When he has finished the role and responsibility of husband and wife, Paul once again come back to the initial plan of God in marriage.
在三十一节说，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是在创世纪二章二十四节。
And in 31, it refers to Genesis 2:24, where therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
保罗说这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督与耶稣说，教会说的。
This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
什么叫奥秘
？What is this mystery?
Mysterion.
What is this mystery?
那么这个词的意思就是说是以前是隐藏的。
This mystery means that it was something that was concealed in the past.
以前是隐藏的，现在我们怎么知道它奥秘呢？因为现在已经揭示出来了，对不对？
Now it was concealed in the past, but how do we know that it's a mystery? Because it is now revealed.
因为现在如果现在还是隐藏的，我们就不知道这个东西存在，我们就不知道它是个奥秘。
Now if it's still concealed now, then we don't know that it exists, and we don't know that it's a mystery.
所以 mystery 在希腊文的意思一般就是说，在过去隐藏的，现在启示出来。所以我们知道，在过去它是隐藏的，是个奥秘。
And so mystery means that in the past it's something that's been concealed, but now it's been revealed.
所以这个东西的话，在过去是隐藏的，但是现在被揭示出来。
So this thing is it was concealed in the past and now it's being revealed.
所以这个奥秘指的是什么？
What does this mystery?
这个奥秘就是说，夫妻的关系是指向基督与教会的关系。
This mystery is that the relationship of the husband and wife actually points to the relationship of Christ.
这中间的指向的这个关系，在过去是隐藏在那里的，没有启示出来，人们不知道。但是现在被揭示出来，我们都知道了。
And it was a mystery in the past because this relationship was concealed in the past, but now it's being revealed.
所以在这里告诉我们，神起初设计婚姻的时候，在夫妻这样关系，他的真正目的是让我们在婚姻当中能够经历，能够体会到神与我们人的关系，基督与教会的关系。
So God here, when established the marriage between a man and a woman, He initially established it with the plan that He can reveal to us the relationship between us and God.
所以神让我们在这个婚姻当中学习彼此的相爱。
So God allowed us to learn how to love one another in the marriage.
学习顺服。
To learn how to submit.
学习不再以自己为中心，而是能够去爱。
And we learn how not to be self-centered, but to be loving.
因为在基督与教会的关系当中，基督不是以自己为中心的，对不对？他本来是与神同等、同有荣耀的，但却放弃自己的荣耀。
Because in the relationship of Christ and the church, Christ is not self-centered. He was on the same par with God, but he gave up his glory.
就是为了我们的缘故，为了教会的缘故，为了他百姓的缘故。他来到这个世上，成为一个罪，为我们的缘故，成为罪人，被钉在十字架上。
And for the church, for the people, for us, he came and to be a sinner to be died to die on the cross for us.
所以神也让我们在这个婚姻的关系当中学习，不再以自我为中心，而是为了对方能够放下自己，能够舍弃自己。
And so God allowed us to learn in marriage that we are no longer self-centered, but that we are to give up ourselves for the other person.
那正是因为基督的爱，所以使我们能够说服他。
And it's because of the love of Christ that we can submit to Him.
是我们愿意说服他，愿意从心里面有这样的敬畏，愿意说服在他的面前。
And that we are willing to submit to Him before Him in this manner.
在婚姻当中也是这样，正是因为这种舍己的爱，也产生这种说服。
In the marriage as well, because of this sacrificial love, there is this submission, there is willing.
所以这个婚姻的关系是指向基督与教会的关系。
So this marriage relationship is actually pointing to the relationship of church and Christ.
这是神设立婚姻的一个目的。
This is the goal of the institution of marriage.
所以婚姻不是一个结束，不是你爱情的结束，而是一个开始。
So marriage is not the end of your love, but it's the beginning.
而是你成圣的开始。
It's the beginning of your holiness.
你在婚姻当中，你要学习两个罪人如何在一起生活，两个罪人如何对付自己的罪，两个罪人如何的能够放下自己，彼此相爱。
In a marriage, you are to learn as two sinners how you can deal with your own sin, how you can not be self-centered, and how you can love one another more.
所以，婚姻，神本来设计的婚姻是给我们的一个祝福，是给我们的一个是甜蜜的关系。
So initially, when the marriage was established, it's supposed to be a blessing, a relationship of love.
但是因为罪，所以婚姻成为一个痛苦。
But because of sin, marriage has now become a suffering.
但是因为耶稣基督的救赎，我们的婚姻是有盼望的。
But because of the redemption of Christ, our marriage there is hope.
因为耶稣基督的救赎，所以我们在婚姻当中，我们可以学习来，不再以自我中心，比学习彼此的说服，彼此的相爱。
Because of the redemption of Christ, we can learn not to be self-centered in a marital relationship.
所以因为耶稣基督的救赎，我们才能够回到神起初设计的婚姻的那个样式。
And because of the redemption of Christ, we can return back to the established pattern about marriage.
在享受在婚姻当中的夫妻相爱的甜蜜和那个祝福。
And you can enjoy the blessing and the sweetness of a marital relationship in Christ.
愿神祝福。
May God bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
主，我们感谢你，你是万王之王，你是万主之主，你从起初就设计了我们的婚姻。
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You have established the marriage for us even from the very beginning.
是吧？从这起诉当中，这婚姻当中就含着一个极大的奥秘，直到现在我们才明白。
And this mystery has been concealed even from the beginning until now. It's been revealed to us.
是吧？这个奥秘乃是指向基督与教会的关系。
And this mystery is pointing towards the relationship of Christ and the church.
乃是指向神你自己与我们的关系。
It's pointing to the relationship between you and us, O Lord.
天父，感谢你在这个婚姻当中，你让我们学习如何的彼此的相爱，如何不以自己为中心，如何彼此的说服。
And oh Lord, we give thanks to you that in this marital relationship we learn how to love one another, and we learn how not to be self-centered, and we learn how to submit to one another.
主啊，感谢你，正因为耶稣基督的救赎，我们做丈夫的、做妻子的，才可能回到那个你起初设计的婚姻当中，给婚姻的祝福。
And oh Lord, because of the redemption of the Christ, as a husband and wife, we can return back to the originally established pattern of marriage.
我们向你献上感恩和赞美。
We give thanks and praise to you.
主要愿我们在座的每一个结婚的弟兄姐妹，我们都能够享受在婚姻当中你所设计的祝福。
May all of us here who are married may really enjoy the blessings in a marital relationship with you.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
I